Hare Krishna. Those who don't have money are poor, but those who have only money are poorer still. Those who don't have money, to not have money is, it's fear-inducing, it's crippling, it can be mortifying. And because of this, we may have a very strong desire for money. Now, money is natural and necessary in life. But at the same time, money should not be our only craving. If we crave only for money, and in the pursuit of money, we neglect other important things in our life, then we may end up having only money and nothing except money. And especially in the pursuit of money, if we lose, if we abandon our values, if we turn away from relationships, then we afflict ourselves with loneliness and emptiness. Loneliness because we have neglected or even rejected people in our unidimensional pursuit of money. And emptiness because, you know, money can't smile at us, money can't console us, money can't talk with us. Yes, money is important, but there is much that money can't do. And our life may end up, we may have money, but we may not have any meaning to our life. And that's why we get a gnawing sense of emptiness. In fact, the Bhagavad Gita explains that the counterproductive effects of a unidimensional pursuit of money can stretch even further. Money can drag us down so badly that it can even make us give up our basic morality, humanity, civility, sensitivity, and it can make people, anybody who comes in the way of their pursuit of money, they are seen as competitors, as rivals, as enemies. And one thinks of destroying them. In the Bhagavad Gita 16.13-15, Krishna talks about this mentality when he says, idam adyamaya labdham imam prapse manoratham idam asti idam api me bhavishyati punardhanam. So he describes, idam adyamaya labdham, this much I have attained, this much wealth I have attained, imam prapse manoratham, and this much more I will get by my schemes. Asti dhamapi me, this much I have got, bhavishyati punardhanam, and in the future I will get more. So one just becomes consumed by the craving for money. And the next verse says, what happens because of this craving? In 16.14 it is stated, asau maya hatah shatrur hanishye chaparanapi ishvaro aham aham bhogi siddho aham balvan sukhi. So asau maya hatah shatrur, this enemy hataha, I have killed, hanishye chaparanapi, that I'll kill that enemy also, ishvaro aham aham bhogi siddho aham balvan sukhi. Oh, therefore I am the controller, I am the enjoyer, I am strong, I am happy. So basically, one can even become, the mercenary mentality can make a person even murderous. And those who in this way alienate themselves from values, alienate themselves from relationships, they sentence themselves to loneliness and emptiness. And such loneliness and emptiness is the most crippling form of poverty. So those who have only money, their banks may be full, but their hearts are empty and they are very poor. And that sort of poverty is extremely miserable. So the Bhagavad Gita urges us and inspires us to live in a balanced way. It doesn't ask us to reject money and it doesn't ask us to live in poverty for the sake of the pursuit of spirituality. Rather, it helps us to recognize that money is a manifestation of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. And Lakshmi Devi is the foremost among the servants of Lord Vishnu. And the proper relationship, our proper relationship with the Lord and with the goddess of fortune is to use her gifts in the service of her Lord. And in this way, in uniting Lakshmi with Narayan and uniting Lakshita with Ram, we find life's deepest fulfillment. And And whatever wealth we have, little or lot, when we use it in devotional service, that wealth gives us deep fulfillment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.